Way clear for Frank Battle. The Atlanta Georgian, Saturday, the 18th of October, 1913. Page 2, column 3. Fight for new trial to open before Judge Roan next Wednesday morning. The way was cleared Saturday for the actual beginning of the fight over the motion to give Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, a new trial. The battle will open before Judge Roan Wednesday, with both sides primed for a vigorous contest in which charges against jurors accused of bias will play a large part. The defense, headed by Luther Z. Rosser, relies in large part on the evidence showing that juror A.H. Hensley expressed violent animus to Frank before the trial opened, winning a new trial for the prisoner. Scores of affidavits will be introduced to uphold the character of the witnesses who swear that Hensley said he was sure Frank was guilty and would like to see him hanged. On the other hand, the state will be prepared to assail a number of these witnesses and will try to show through Hensley himself that the sentiments against Frank were expressed after the trial. We'll exchange all papers. Wednesday, as had been announced in Georgian, was formally fixed for the opening of the arguments by Judge Roan Saturday. At the same time, the defense and state agreed to exchange all new papers in the case. A number of important documents, it is said, have not yet been made public. In the discussion of the case, Mr. Rosser made the offer to exchange all new affidavits for the new papers in possession of the state, and Solicitor Dorsey agreed. While declaring that delay undoubtedly would benefit their client, Luther Rosser, for the defense, urged that the motion be brought to a speedy hearing. He pointed out that he had been neglecting his civil business for the Frank case and said that if the fight over the new motion were not disposed of by Monday a week, he would have to ask that it be put over so that he could take up some of his other work. Roan urges haste. If that was impossible, he wanted the case to be put over until December. Judge Roan interrupted with the remark that he was anxious to pass on the case as quickly as possible and would be against any delay until December, and the same sentiments were expressed by Solicitor Dorsey. The solicitor pointed out that he had given every moment of his time to preparing his answer to the lengthy plea filed by the defense, and that he would continue to do everything toward hastening the hearing. Page 1, Column 5. Sparta citizens attack Frank trial juror, declare Hensley's statement that he made alleged remarks after trial is wrong. Another shot was fired Friday at A.H. Hensley, one of the Frank jurors accused of bias and prejudice. The fresh attack came from Sparta residents who were aroused to indignation by the statement of Hensley that he made the remarks they credited to him since and not before the trial. They denied Hensley's declaration in a communication forwarded Wednesday to Frank's attorneys, and asserted they had not seen Hensley since the trial. Their reply to Hensley's defense was much to the same effect as that of Nunnally and Ricker of Monroe, who said Hensley had not been in town since the trial so far as they knew, and that Hensley's remarks denouncing Frank, therefore, must have been made to them before Hensley became one of the jurymen. Movements traced. The accused juror's movements have been carefully traced before and after the trial. Agents acting for the defense have been assisted in this materially by the recovery of carbon copies of orders taken by Hensley, who is a traveling salesman. Marcellus Joe Henning, another juror charged with bias, was in a brief conference Friday with Solicitor Dorsey. He signed a deposition denying all prejudice. H. reiterated his declaration of several weeks ago that he never had expressed any opinion of Frank's innocence or guilt before the trial, and that the lawyers for the defense would not be able to substantiate their charges. The solicitor said he rapidly was completing his work in preparation to argue against the motion for a new trial. Frank spends time reading. He will be ready to present his objections Wednesday. He made arrangements to confer with representatives of the defense at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon for the purpose of checking up on the brief of evidence. Frank, who assisted his lawyers during the hardest of the way, work in preparation for arguing in behalf of a new trial, now has less to occupy his attention and is spending much of his time, when his relatives and friends are not visiting him, in reading and studying. The way was cleared Saturday for the actual beginning of the fight over the motion to give Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, a new trial. The battle will open before Judge Roan Wednesday, with both sides primed for a vigorous contest in which charges against jurors accused of bias will play a large part. The defense, headed by Luther Z. Rosser, relies in large part on the evidence showing that juror A.H. Hensley expressed violent animus to Frank before the trial opened, winning a new trial for the prisoner. Scores of affidavits will be introduced to uphold the character of the witnesses who swear that Hensley said he was sure Frank was guilty and would like to see him hanged. On the other hand, the state will be prepared to assail a number of these witnesses and will try to show through Hensley himself that the sentiments against Frank were expressed after the trial. We'll exchange all papers. Wednesday, as had been announced in Georgian, was formally fixed for the opening of the arguments by Judge Rowan, Saturday. At the same time, the defense and state agreed to exchange all new papers in the case. A number of important documents, it is said, have not yet been made public. In the discussion of the case, Mr. Rosser made the offer to exchange all new affidavits for the new papers in possession of the state, and Solicitor Dorsey agreed. While declaring that delay undoubtedly would benefit their client, Luther Rosser, for the defense, urged that the motion be brought to a speedy hearing. He pointed out that he had been neglecting his civil business for the Frank case and said that if the fight over the new motion were not disposed of by Monday a week, he would have to ask that it be put over so that he could take up some of his other work. Judge Roan urges haste. If that was impossible, he wanted the case to be put over until December. Judge Roan interrupted with the remark that he was anxious to pass on the case as quickly as possible and would be against any delay until December, and the same sentiments were expressed by Solicitor Dorsey. The solicitor pointed out that he had given every moment of his time to preparing his answer to the lengthy plea filed by the defense and that he would continue to do everything toward hastening the hearing. Dorsey and Leonard Haas, of counsel for the defense, began Friday a review of the record of the case to check up on all the evidence briefed by Frank's lawyers. Due to pressure of other business, Mr. Haas was unable to continue the work Saturday, but arranged to resume the conference Monday morning at 9 o'clock. 60 pages of the 400 were gone over the first afternoon, minor alterations and additions being made at the suggestion of the solicitor. Practically all of the remaining time before the hearing will be occupied in this work, and it is problematical if it will be concluded satisfactorily by Wednesday. Page 3, column 4. Way clear for Frank Battlefight for new trial to open before Judge Roan next Wednesday morning. The way was cleared Saturday for the actual beginning of the fight over the motion to give Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, a new trial. The battle will open before Judge Roan Wednesday with both sides primed for a vigorous contest in which charges against jurors accused of bias will play a large part. The defense, headed by Luther Z. Rosser, relies in large part on the evidence showing that juror A.H. Hensley expressed violent animus to Frank before the trial opened, winning a new trial for the prisoner. Scores of affidavits will be introduced to uphold the character of the witnesses who swear that Hensley said he was sure Frank was guilty and would like to see him hanged. On the other hand, the state will be prepared to assail a number of these witnesses and will try to show through Hensley himself that the sentiments against Frank were expressed after the trial. We'll exchange all papers. Wednesday, as had been announced in Georgian, was formally fixed for the opening of the arguments by Judge Roan Saturday. At the same time, the defense and state agreed to exchange all new papers in the case. A number of important documents, it is said, have not yet been made public. In the discussion of the case, Mr. Rosser made the offer to exchange all new affidavits for the new papers in possession of the state, and Solicitor Dorsey agreed. While declaring that delay undoubtedly would benefit their client, Luther Rosser, for the defense, urged that the motion be brought to a speedy hearing. He pointed out that he had been neglecting his civil business for the Frank case and said that if the fight over the new motion were not disposed of by Monday a week, he would have to ask that it be put over so that he could take up some of his other work. Roan urges haste. If that was impossible, he wanted the case to be put over until December. Judge Roan interrupted with the remark that he was anxious to pass on the case as quickly as possible and would be against any delay until December, and the same sentiments were expressed by Solicitor Dorsey. The solicitor pointed out that he had given every moment of his time to preparing his answer to the lengthy plea filed by the defense, and that he would continue to do everything toward hastening the hearing. Dorsey and Leonard Haas, of counsel for the defense, began Friday a review of the record of the case to check up on all the evidence briefed by Frank's lawyers. Due to pressure of other business, Mr. Haas was unable to continue the work Saturday, but arranged to resume the conference Monday morning at 9 o'clock. 60 pages of the 400 were gone over the first afternoon, minor alterations and additions being made at the suggestion of the solicitor. Practically all of the remaining time before the hearing will be occupied in this work, and it is problematical if it will be concluded satisfactorily by Wednesday.